from KQED.
Sequoia National Monument is home to roughly half of the giant sequoia trees left in the world. There's widespread agreement the ancient groves northeast of Bakersfield need help, but the question is, what kind of help exactly? Alice Daniel reports locals are waiting on a new management plan from the U.S. Forest Service.
A stream runs through a giant sequoia grove that sits far off a hiking trail.
This is probably one of the most pristine, untouched places I know of. And of course, we'll keep this a secret. People need to discover for themselves where these places are.
79-year-old Joe Fontaine knows this forest well. He says this hidden grove was likely visited by John Muir in the 1870s. Muir thought all giant sequoias should be protected. Fontaine agrees.
Right now, we're keeping our fingers crossed that the Forest Service will recognize what a gem this monument is and not let any more of the degradation go on that has gone in the past.
It was 50 years ago that Fontaine, a former physics teacher, first felt compelled to protect these forests. He was hiking with his son's scout troop, and they came upon a blighted area that had been clear-cut. Not giant sequoias, which haven't been cut since the early 20th century, but other trees that define the forest.
The stumps were all jumbled around and limbs and trash that they didn't take out. It looked like a war zone to me. It's a forest I'd grown up to love as a kid. And to see that done to it just really angered me.
So he called someone he knew at the Sierra Club and asked, what can I do? And then he dived into a long life of forest advocacy.
If I'd known then what it was going to lead to 50 years of this kind of work, I'm not sure what made that goal. But in retrospect, I'm really glad I did.
Fontaine and other environmental activists are waiting for the Forest Service to release its management plan for Sequoia National Monument sometime next month. They want the plan to restore the forest using good science, and they have high hopes, in part because a new Forest Service supervisor is overseeing the process.
Hi there.
Can I impose?
Okay.
Kevin Elliott is touching base with one of his staff members. He's been on the job just 11 months. He had never seen a giant sequoia until he moved to California last year. He recalls standing in silence before a grove in the monument.
And then bringing my eyes back down and actually looking around and then seeing, okay, now, I wonder what the future is going to be.
The future he's referring to is how this forest is going to be brought back to a more natural state after logging and fire suppression.
You know, I think we have negatively, we've affected the forest health of the mountain.
In 2004, a federal court threw out the Forest Service's first management plan after several organizations, including the Sierra Club and the state of California, filed suit. They faulted the plan for the large number of trees the Forest Service proposed removing each year in the name of public safety and ecological restoration, enough to fill about 2,500 logging trucks. Elliott won't say exactly what is in the new plan, but he thinks it's a good one.
I think we will hit the mark this time. And so I think what we'll see is that there is a theme in this new decision that does, in fact, reflect ecological restoration.
Elliott says the Forest Service will rely on scientific protocols to determine what trees to remove and how. That's something the Sierra Club fought for.
We took that to heart. I think that was a smart recommendation. We'll put in the decision, you'll see a set of protocols that you can then hold me accountable to.
Environmentalists also want the Forest Service to do prescribed burning to clean up the underbrush of the forest floor. Historically, natural burning opened up these areas and allowed the sequoia cones to break open and start new seedlings. Elliott says there will be prescribed burning, but surrounding communities will be protected. Once the Forest Service plan is out, the public will have 90 days to review it and file any appeals. Elliott says the plan reflects good science, but some aspects of it may still draw a negative reaction. For instance, some trees will be removed mechanically or with chainsaws.
At the end of the day, we still may get appealed. We still may get litigated. And I understand that.
As for Joe Fontaine, he says he'll read every page of the plan. He hopes he won't have to keep fighting to protect this land. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Sequoia National Monument.